Yachzeh l'shelafonav, it says you give it to the one before. So Mari asked the question, the girsa should be, Yachzeh l'kulon miboyle. That should be the girsa, like Rashi has in the Bach. Yachzeh l'kulon, Rashi says, ish l'fi masher hoyeloi boy miboyle. Like each one of the nizokim is a shutif in the shore. They all own the shores. So they all own the shore hatam. So true, the last one that got damaged, all of them owe the money. Because let's say the shore did damage to the tam did damage to Reuven. So now Reuven becomes a shutif in the shore. So Reuven has to watch the shore. If the shore does damage now, so the original owner and Reuven has to pay the second one. And the same way, if it does damage to the third one, the first three have to pay the third one. So it's good why the last one gets paid first. But why does the Lashon say, Yasa Shalafonov, the one before gets paid his chatzinezek? Why? They're all like shutfim in it, and it should have said, Yasa Lakulam. They all should have received equally. So Gemarin says, no, maybe the Amar Rav Rava says, Li'elam to Rabbi Yishmael. Really, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the pshat by its time is, it's only a regular Baal Chayv, you owe the money. But I ask the question, the Yom about, it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Yom of the Mishmol says, Bale Chayvis Nenu. They're called Bale Chayvis. Ah, if so, the Kashnok, you had a question. Achron, Achron, Niska, why does the Mishnah say the last one gets paid first? It should have been Rishon, Rishon, Niska, Miboylei. It should have been rather the first one gets paid first. He's the Bale Chayv HaKoydim. The Gemarin says, Hocha, the Maya Sinan. You know what we're talking about over here? Kegoin, Shetosu, Nizik, Ligvoy, Semenu. We're talking about that the Nizik went and grabbed the shore to keep it like for an apoteki. So the Nizik grabbed the shore right away. Therefore, Vinasa Olof Kishayma Socha. The Nizik now is like a Shomer, and he's called like a Shomer Socha, like he's getting paid. And Rashi explains this Hanor, that he gets paid up, like this is the apoteki. This is the payment for his Hezik that he received. So for this enjoyment, he's like a Shomer Socha on the shore. So since he's a shomer socha for the shore, therefore when it does damage to a second person, the first nizik is at fault. So that's why the last one collects, because even the first nizik has to pay him, because the first nizik, since he grabbed the shore hatam, he became a shomer socha on it. So he has to watch it, shouldn't do damage. And if it does damage, he's at fault, he has to pay. If so, that's the pshat here. What does the Mishnah say, yesh by moiser? If there's leftover money after you pay the chatzin nezik to the last one. So the Mishnah says, Yachshel l'shlofonov, it goes back to the Nizik before that. Yachshel l'bailim miboyle. Really, the Loch Rida should have went back to the original Bailim. Because the Nizik is at fault. He's like a Shomer Socher. And he has to pay for the damage. So really, the money, it should have went back to the Bailim miboyle. Why does it say it goes back to the Nizik before? So Omer Ravina, Ravina says, Hochi k'toni. This is the way it should be learned in the Mishnah. Im yesh boi moisa v'nizokov. If there's any money left over from all the damages that was done, then it's given back to the one before. So Rashi says it means like this, Im yeshpoi moisa ben ezokov, kagoyin shoya niskoi shorevii, meruba mishor chamishi. If the fourth one's damage was more than the fifth one's, kagoyin it could be, shor shorevii, the fourth one that got damaged, his one was only worth a mona. So yeshpoi de masa chatzim mona, the masa gets a chatzim mona. The Shachamishi Shavanun, and the fifth one is only worth $50. V'yein lo yel el zeh dinazov, you only get 25. So yachta dinazov, the extra $25 goes back to the shalafonov. V'chein kula menisko sharisha and yoyser el shalachron. That's all it means to say. But avada, what's left over from the first nizik, the money of that goes back to the original owner. Because after the first nizik took away the shore, he became a shrema sucker on it. So he has to pay for any damage that happens afterwards. It just means if the damages that happens later on, if the last one is less than the one before that, so therefore the one before that keeps the leftover money. Tomorrow says the chain the same thing. Ki also Rav when Ravin came, Omer Reb Yechonon, he said over the name of Reb Yechonon that the pshat na mishnah go according to Rabbi Shmuel and mishum shiyus shaimrim nogubo. That we're talking about now that the first nizik grabbed away the shore and therefore he became a shaimer sucker on it. And therefore, when it does damage after that, the first nizik, he's the one that has to pay the rest of them. The Gemara says, "V'maya kimto, who do you put our Mishnah according to? To Rabbi Yishmael. You want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Yehochi, if that's true, Eimo Seifa. What does the Seifa of a Mishnah say? The Seifa says that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, that Shor Shova Mosayim, if you have an ox worth $200, Shenog Ach Shor Shova Mosayim, that does damage to another ox worth $200. And the dead body is not worth anything. So it says, they divide up chatz and nezek equally. The yonah keeps 100 and the nezek keeps 100. What's going to be chazav anoga achshor acha shavu masayim? It hit another one worth 200. Ha'achra neichel mona. So the last one gets his chatz and nezek, gets his $100. V'shelafonah, but the one before that divides equally the last 100 between the owner and the first nezek. That zenoitel chamishim zuz, v'zenoitel chamishim zuz. Both of them get 50. What about now chazav anoga achshor acha? It does damage a third time. And the third shor is also masayim worth $200. The last one is the first one to collect his chatz nezek. He gets his $100. The shelafon of the one before that, the second nezek, noitel chamishim, he gets $50 now. Zuz o shnayim horishonim, the first two, the owner and the first nezek, they get 25 apiece in his own. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. So the chur, who does this go like? Awesome, Rabbi Akiva. The chur, this only comes out good according to Rabbi Akiva shita. The yoma that says tura deshut fehu. That this shor now is shutfim. In other words, as soon as the first tam does damage, that first nizik becomes like a shutif with the original owner. So they own it together. Now if the shor does damage to somebody else, both of them have to pay equally. And the same way as the shor does damage a third time, then the first three people have to pay equally. So chur that only comes out good according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says as soon as the tam does damage the first time, right away that first nizik becomes a shutif. He's like a partner in the shor. And therefore, if the shor does a second time damage, he's a partner, he has to pay equally. So the original owner and the first nizik is partner to pay the third one. And when it does a fourth time, the first three are like shutfin. So the chura comes out, reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the beginning of our Mishnah, the Tanakam holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The seifing Rabbi Shimon comes out according to Rabbi Kiva, which are, it's not the biggest kasha because the two different mandiyomim, but the chura is not mashma like this. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you in, yes, that's right. Here's what we have to say, that the Reisha comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel and the Sefer is according to Rabbi Kiva. To Malay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, because Shmuel told this Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. Shinando, my Choshev, a Talmud, like, Shavoik Masnissen, leave our Mishnah alone. Don't try and work on it. Don't try and answer it. But Tov Asroin, come after me, listen to me. That I'm telling you, Pshan, our Mishnah is that Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, we have to say the Reisha of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shito. That a tam is only called the Baal Chayiv. He owes the money, that's all. The Sefer Rabbi Kiva, and the Sefer comes out according to Rabbi Kiva and holds no, the Shutfim, that's what Rabbi Shimon says, each one pays his equal share. Then we have the Gers here, some don't have this Gers, the Lewis from before, Itmanam Omer Yechanon, Hegdish Nizik Igibanayu. Now there's a difference whether you hold Husha Mashor or Huchlat Hashor, like we had before, the difference is that the Nizik is Makishit. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Gemara later that says, if somebody blows or knocks at somebody's ear, so you embarrass him, so noisun loisela, you have to pay him a sela. That's how much the busha, the embarrassment, is worth. The may boishtoi levad tsar v'nizik rifoi im yeshnim shom. Just means this, how much you have to pay for the embarrassment, excluding the rest of the payment you have to pay for the damage and for the pain. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Mona. You have to pay no mona. Not a seller, but you have to pay a mona, you have to pay. Verse says now, who God whether was a man, to talk a lechavra, that he blew, he banged at somebody else's ear. Ishalcha Rav Tuvia Bar Masna lekaimid Rabbi Yosef. So Rav Tuvia Bar Masna asked the question of one of Rabbi Yosef, Sela Tsuri Tanan, that's what the Tanakhama says, you have to pay a Sela. Does it mean a Sela of Tsuri, which is a Dalit Zuzim, Rashi says? Or a Sela Medina Tanan? Or else it's only a Sela Medina, which is only one eighth of a Sela Tsuri, which is one eighth, which is going to be half of a Zuz. So what does it mean a Sela? Is it a Sela which is four Zuzim? Or is it one eighth of that, a half of a Zuz? Omalei said back to him to Nisu, we learned like this. O Shnayim or Rishonim Dinazov. It says now Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, after the last one gets 100, the one before that gets 50, the first two get 25 apiece. Now, if you want to tell me, Tony Tona Sela Medina, that our Mishnah is talking about Sela Medina, which is one eighth of a regular Medina, of a regular Sela, Sela Tsuri. If so, why doesn't the Mishnah go down even to 12 and a half? Why do we stop at 25 apiece? Niflog Venisna, it should have divided up and said, at race of a seller, until 12 and a half could have been divided up also. So that should be a raya. We're not talking about a seller Medina, but we're talking about a regular seller Suri. So Amalei answered back to him, that's no proof. Amalei Tana ki ruchlo listmi velezel. Is our Tana like a merchant that sells things that has to say everything he has for sale? The Tana doesn't have to go down to say all the cases, the last case that it could be. But maybe Enechanami could go down to 12 and a half a piece also, because maybe we mean sell a Medina. So Mara says, my heavier law, what's the maskana? That we say a seller, you have to pay for the busha. A seller, how much is it? A seller tsuri or a seller medina? So Mara says, Pashtu, I'll bring you proof, mehodi yom rav yuda, amarav. That's what rav yuda amarav said. That kol kesef amabat Torah, whenever the Torah midiraita says you have to pay money, it means kesef tsuri. It means the more valuable type of money. Kesef tsuri. But b'shol devrehem, whenever the Rabbanan and the Gemara, the Mishnayis, and say about money, Kesef Medina, the Mishnah always means only Kesef Medina. So here the seller would only be a half of a Zuz. That's all you have to pay for the May Busha, you only have to pay half of a Zuz. And Rashi speaks out, even like we had before in Bavel, you don't collect the Bushas, because Bushas is called the Kanas. So here we're talking about that the Nizik went and grabbed it. Even though Bezin doesn't collect Kanas in Bavel, but if the Nizik goes and grabs it, he has a right to keep it. So I call upon the maskana is that if a nizik grabs this chatzi zuz, he has the right to keep it. Omala Yehu Gavra. So this person said, Hoye lo palgu de zuzihu. Since all I deserve to receive is only half of a zuz, loy bina, I don't need it. I mean, if you tell me it's only stella medina, which is only an eighth, which is only a half of a zuz, it's not worth it to me to take it. The sivna l'aniyim, go give it to the aniyim better. Hoda, then the man changed his mind and said, no, Omale Nesve Nali, I want to give it to me. Ezo v'ivrebe nafshoi. I want to use this money to heal myself. Even though it's only a chatzi zuz, half of a zuz, but I need this money to heal myself. I have charot, I retract what I said, you can keep it, I want it back. So Omale Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said back to him, no, nothing doing, you can't get it back. Omale Rav Yosef, yishino kva zochu bayaniyim. The Aniyim already was zeichered, already received it already. Why? The Yafagav the Lek Aniyim Hoch, even though there are no Aniyim around here. So what do you mean to say the Aniyim received it already? There are no Aniyim here. But there it says, but you gave the money to Reb Yosef. Anan Yad Aniyim Anan. Me, Reb Yosef, he's the Gabbai of Tzedaka. So when you give it to the Gabbai, it's like he already gave it to the Aniyim. So since the Aniyim already zeichered, it's Chassi Zuz, there's no way you could get it back. The Yom Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Yisoyimim, if you have a Pasha of Yisoyimim,